Watch, Conservative Ad Highlights Insanity of Men and Girls Sports. By Paul Bois on August 16, 2022. A new political ad from the conservative nonprofit group Citizens for Sanity illustrated the insanity of men competing in women's sports under the guise of transgenderism. The ad features several girl athletes prepping for a big race at a track meet as a narrator expounds upon the intense training regimes they all follow to reach peak performance. She trains at 6 a.m. every morning, the narrator says as the young women assemble on the starting line. She spent years working to shave off seconds. She's the captain of her school's team. Just then, the camera cuts to a pair of hairy male legs lining up alongside the girls as the narrator exclaims, "He's just a mid-pack finisher. But not today." As an obvious nod to upend swimmer Leah Thomas, the male coasts to victory as his talented female opponents trail far behind. "Unfortunately, this competition was over before it even began," admits the narrator. "Woke left-wing politicians are destroying girls' sports. Tell Biden and his radical allies, no men in girls' sports." The ad marks the beginning of Citizens for Sanity's multi-million dollar advertising campaign ahead of the 2022 midterm elections, which aims to sabotage the woke ideology of sheltered white liberals. Per Politico, Citizens for Sanity has over the last several weeks begun running billboard advertisements with messages like "Protect pregnant men from climate discrimination" and "Open the jails. Open the borders. Close the schools. Vote progressive this November." Another billboard says, "Violent criminals deserve our compassion and respect. This fall, stand strong for progressive values." In a statement, Republican operative Ian Pryor, who serves as a consultant for Citizens for Sanity and who helped raise the anti-critical race theory, CRT, fervor that bolstered Republican Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, said in a statement that the woke ideology of sheltered white liberals is a mortal threat to American liberty, security and prosperity. "Citizens for Sanity is not an ideological organization. We stand for reason, common sense, objectivity, equality, the neutral rule of law, and open scientific inquiry. Everything the radical left now stands implacably against," he said. "And we are using these messaging campaigns to alert Americans to the urgent need to defeat and repudiate woke insanity before it destroys America." Paul Bois joined Breitbart News in the summer of 2021 after previously working as a writer for Truth Revolt and The Daily Wire. He has written thousands of news articles on a variety of topics, from current events to pop cultural trends. Follow him on Twitter at PaulBois39.